Our next speaker is Amanda Armstrong, a graduate student here at UC in the Department of Rhetoric. Amanda?
Thanks, Lynn. Yeah, so I'm Amanda Armstrong. I'm a graduate student in the Rhetoric Department. Can I hold it? Yeah. In our department, we think a lot about words and their force. So I thought it would be appropriate for me to start by commenting on a few powerful words spoken here half a century ago. There is a time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part. You can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels and upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. There is a time. 1964 was such a time. Students and civil rights organizers faced routine police harassment and possible arrest for tabling on campus in support of racial justice. Thousands of students found this odious, so they struck and shut down California Hall. 1969 was another such time. Students of color were facing routinized, structural white supremacy at all levels of the university. In response, they formed a coalition and struck for the opening of a third world college. It was only when Oakland municipal workers decided to strike in solidarity with the students that the administration conceded to the formation of ethnic studies programs at Berkeley. These were times when students and workers called a stop to the operations of the machine. It's interesting that Mario Savio uses the metaphor of the machine. The metaphor suggests that the university is like a factory, that students are made into objects and exploited by its operations, but that, like workers, students have the capacity to strike. The metaphor also says something about the rhythms of university operations. The operations of a machine don't change much over time. Machines repeat the same actions over and over. And if they are halted one day, they can start up again the next day. The metaphor of the machine carries a difficult truth about our history, that the gears grind on and that in significant ways their operations remain odious today. It's a truth that many of us who inherit the struggles of the 60s know all too well. We know that the struggle continues. We know because every few years, administrators threaten the budgets of ethnic studies departments. We know because they have been hiking our tuition, our healthcare costs, and our rents, making our university less and less public. Because they refuse to divest from fossil fuels or from Israeli apartheid. Because the former head of the Department of Homeland Security is now the president of our university. And because when students take collective action, we are still met with police cars and billy clubs. It was an encounter with a police car that sparked the free speech movement 50 years ago today. And it was traumatic encounters with police lines that turned Occupy encampments into mass strikes here 3 years ago. These moments of collective action, as fleeting as they have been, have shown that we do have the power to call a stop to university operations. We have the power to shut this place down. And we have the power to change aspects of how things work here. In 1965, students succeeded in getting rid of the ban on political advocacy on campus. In 69, students established ethnic studies programs. This was followed in 76 with the establishment of women and gender studies. In the 80s, student strikes and mass direct actions forced the university to divest more than $3 billion from South African apartheid. And in 2012, strikes and other collective actions helped win a freeze on in-state tuition hikes. We will likely need to strike in the coming year to maintain this tuition freeze and to begin to chip away at the costs and debt students take on to come here. Just last year, workers struck to ensure that they and those who come after them could retire in dignity. We struck as well to push the university to support undocumented students, transgender students, and student parents. Last year, students of color also took action to say no to Napolitano when she first visited campus in the spring. If you want to help carry forward these and other struggles this year, please come to the General Assembly at 5:30 this evening in Wheeler Hall. Mario Savio said that there are times to put our bodies on the line, to put our bodies against the gears of the university. He also said that until we are free, the present moment is one of these times. For all who remain sick at heart at the unfreedom of the university, we can feel that now is still one of those times. Do you feel sick at heart? Until the machine is dismantled, we live in a moment ripe for collective action. Whose university? Our university. Whose university? Our university.
Whose university?
Our university.
Whose university?
Our university.
Whose